Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and I'm joined by Cass Page. Hi, Cass.
Hi, Hayden.
Is that how I sound?
That is exactly how you sound.
I didn't
sound.
Feel good when I said it. And that freaking chucklehead you hear chuckling away in Chucklesville is Jackson Bailey.
Hello. Oh, that felt bad for me to interrupt.
I don't like intros of stuff.
Yeah, it sucks.
Just get straight to the meat. That's why I respect podcasts that just
dive in.
They fade in, or they always like a fade up.
Yeah.
And then the guest's like, whoa, are you recording already?
Yeah, what
the
heck's going on? Just doing it anyway. Like,
yeah, man, we're in it.
Yeah. Yeah, fair.
It's awesome.
Well, do
it's
it.
Better.
Fuck introducing people.
I mean, I don't think that was good. Before we recorded, we were just doing imitations of big
dogs. We just kept saying big dog a lot and going,
I tell you what, I have been on podcasts before where they're like, we're just going to start recording. And then just like, you know, just to like get like loose and into the conversation or whatever. And then you don't know when the podcast started, but like 20 minutes has gone by and you're like, I guess we're in it.
Yeah.
I guess it's happening.
Is that better or worse, do you think?
Oh, I don't like it. Cause I'm like, when did we start? What are we doing here? It's too loose. You need some kind of delineation.
Christ. That's funny because this podcast, the intro is the only bit that's not loose. That's the only structure we have. Imagine if we got rid of that. It was insufferable. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fair.
And today we're talking imitation crab. You guys are doing... Okay, so Jackson, you're chewing into the microphone and... Guess
I forgot how to do that noise.
I was actually slopping
around.
Also, how do you make the click noise?
I don't know.
What noise?
Like that?
No, the...
What noise?
Just like
what noise?
Well, how did you forget to do
a
it?
A crab goes like... So I'm trying to do an imitation.
Like that?
Yeah.
I was actually being a crab.
Jesus, this is
well.
Bad.
I wasn't eating crab. I was being a crab just to make it clear.
I feel like they don't chew, though. They just... gurgle.
They get a little mouth.
They go blah, 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 blah.
That is more like a crab.
Yeah. They do this.
Yeah. As I've aged,
yeah.
I've developed a respect for the crab.
They're beautiful.
Yeah,
love
I didn't used to
so
love
much.
Them. I didn't used to have much time for them, but I think they're exceptionally cute.
I really
they
like
a good
the
energy.
Mouth to gripper ratio.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
we have
their
a
hands
shit
are so
one.
Big.
I like how they kind of fold in. They're like a very neat package when they're all collected.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, we don't really fold up into it.
No, we're a mess.
Cats do. Dogs do.
Yeah.
Crabs do.
We fold up
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fetal position. That gets most,
but we
that's
don't
the job
have,
done.
No.
The beauty of a crab is
nothing
crab
goes
has...
inside us.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, you know.
Yeah, if it's really cold.
Yeah. But a crab's got like, it's got like divots for its little limbs to go in.
We don't got limb divots.
Yeah. My arms, there's nowhere on this side for them to slot in.
Yeah.
Like the ideal shape, like I could be like an AirPod case if everything could suck in. That would be the dream, I think.
I think, well, you can tuck.
Yeah.
You can put your dick and balls in a cavity inside you.
That's true. That's scary. Me though.
Have you tried? I've never tried.
No.
I tried, not even tried, but I poked around
I
and
think,
I thought, this is going to make me feel sick. I'm stopping.
I think, mad respect to anybody who is talking, but I think what stresses me is that like as a kid or like as a teenager, like a nut would sometimes slip up there.
Yeah.
And that was like a kind of panic
Is that
moment.
The cavity that goes in? I guess it
I
must
think
be,
so,
right?
Yes.
It can't be two.
I don't know. Actually, I feel like, does the penis go into a specific cavity and the nuts goes into another one?
I thought...
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. Because your nuts can disappear.
Like your nuts can go right
sucked
up,
up there. You take a wrong step, they go.
But
you
so,
sneeze wrong. Oh god!
So the nuts go up. Does the skin stay out, or because the
I
skin
don't know.
Also
I've always
go
wondered
up.
That too. I mean, if you're tucking the nuts up, tuck the skin up.
Yeah, I
might
guess.
As well. You don't want just a loose scrotum hanging down.
You can sort
there.
Of fold it up like origami into a little bit and then tape that up. Yeah. That'd do fine.
That's like the closest you guys would have to putting a moon cup in.
Yeah, exactly. Very true.
You fold it into a shape and push.
Fold your nuts up and your penis up and suck
inside. I had a dream last night that I had a vagina and got my period.
That's awesome.
And then I was fucking around with a tampon. I'm like, God damn, this is hot.
Oh, God. I kind of, especially with the dream.
I get it now. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
That's crazy. You've lived as a woman a little bit.
Yeah, I have for about 30 seconds in the dream.
Little 30 second lived experience.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's stressful.
Having puss. Hey, you know what? Yeah. The first time you do it, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely.
If you had to make imitation crab.
Okay.
Where would you start?
And I can't use crab.
Yeah, that's the only rule, really. It can be anything you want in the world besides a crab. Or lobster. It can be lobster.
Okay, so I got to point out,
yeah.
I've never tasted crab, so I'm at a disadvantage.
What?
You've never tasted crab?
No, seafood's yucky.
Have you had imitation crab?
No, that's yucky too.
That's way worse, I think.
That's yucky.
You've
as
never
hell.
Had any seafood? I mean, no, that's not what you
then
said.
I think he did.
He's never had any bit of seafood
never
ever.
In his life has he had a bit of seafood?
That doesn't sound right.
What seafood have you had?
I've had fish.
Which one?
I don't know.
Why? What made you decide you don't like it? Is it because they got little aliens?
It tastes gross.
No, but you haven't tasted it. You don't know.
No.
It's not sloppy. What are you talking about?
What? Who fed you?
It's so
what seafood have you eaten? Give us a list.
Okay. I've eaten some fish. Do I have to say the fish?
Yes, you do, because
you
that matters.
To. You have to. It matters significantly. Well, was it a fucking tuna sashimi?
That's not a fish.
That's a shark,
okay, that's
brother.
Shark.
You're eating shark.
You don't like shark.
Shark flakes nice. Okay.
Wait. So you do like shark?
That's like the worst one as well.
Flake. Do you want to let me finish?
I'm trying. You're taking so long. It's so incredibly frustrating. I'm so bored.
Mike,
yeah.
What's...
We're still at flake. Do you see what I'm saying? You haven't...
What's the... It's a very delicious fish.
Tuna.
No,
salmon.
I've had tuna. And I've had salmon. Didn't like it.
How'd you have it, though?
Tuna's fine. Tuna doesn't taste.
How'd you have it? Would you have like in a steak where you cook it?
I had it at
like
a friend's
that.
House, and it was on a.
But that's not. Really
no, that's like... you've not said anything again.
I'm not talking about the setting. How was it prepared?
I'm painting a picture. I'm painting a portrait of my experience.
Okay, so I was 21, recently
I'm in
heartbroken.
My friend's house. It's a hot day. They pull out the salmon. It's I don't fucking know.
What? No, we're asking
you
how it was prepared. What do you mean? What, you can't give all
stop
that salmon and just say
stuff.
They pulled out the salmon and it was bad. What?
It's not smoked.
Okay. Smoked?
Is it cold or hot?
It's hot.
Okay.
It's hot?
Okay,
like
so it's like
baked salmon,
like
sear. I guess.
Okay.
If
fair
that's
enough.
A thing.
That's hard to do well.
Yeah,
I'm be
okay. So I've had baked salmon.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Have you had like raw smoked salmon? Well,
yes.
No, it's not raw.
I've had that a long time ago. Didn't like it.
Really?
When did you have
it's
it?
So delicious.
I would have been like 13, 12 or 13. I
yeah,
think.
I can't trust you.
Okay.
Do you think your taste buds change?
Yeah.
It's. I
they
didn't
mature.
Like the, I didn't like the texture as well. Didn't like
yeah.
the texture. That's not going to change.
She said that with such sass.
I actually hated the texture.
Actually, not going to change. Didn't like the texture.
I think it was the body, actually. You're pointing one little finger
little
at me.
Finger.
Actually,
and
you got a little
actually,
head bobble going.
Like
it's great.
I've had a scallop very recently, this year. Fucking horrible.
This year?
What,
it's
when
only
do you
just
say
2024.
Scallop?
Uh-huh.
Wait, do you mean 2024?
No, 2024.
Why don't you say a couple of weeks ago then? It's February, like it's the start of Feb. What are you talking about?
So much lip to try to explain.
Just say.
Because you're not doing a good job.
It could have been like last week. Or oh, this year.
This year.
At the start of the year.
Like a month ago.
Okay, so when you say you had a scallop, was it like in the shell? Was it cooked in butter? Was it fried?
Was
it battered?
And battered.
Yeah, that's a gross way to eat it.
Yeah, that's... You...
You gotta come with me one day. We go down the docks.
You've had really yucky fish in your time.
What else have I had? I'm sure I've had other seafood. I've tried
a
shrimp.
You have had a shrimp.
Disgusting. At like Christmas, really? When you have like a Christmas shrimp.
Okay, so it's like one of the, it's like cold but already cooked.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Was it nice and chilled when you had it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is horrendous.
Did you have a delicious sauce with it?
Yeah. The sauce was fine.
Did you accidentally eat the head?
Did you accidentally eat the poo? Did you?
Crunchy.
Did someone
oh, yeah.
tell
did
you,
you
to
remove
take
the poo?
Out?
You have to remove the poo.
Yeah, I know you got to remove the poo.
Was
I
the
think
poo
the
gone?
Poo was removed. I believe the poo was removed.
That's a funny thing. What other food do you have to remove the poo from? I like it. It feels like it's more of a natural thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't really eat, or at least I don't eat, a whole animal very often.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, you can sort of do it with fish. But you get served a whole, you rip its head off, you rip its skin off, you remove the poo.
Absolutely. I think of all.
You eat it out. Eat it out? Okay. I might say eat it up, but
yeah,
I guess.
Jackson, you are not eating seafood properly. Yeah,
that's how I remove the poo with my tongue.
Hot dog. I think that's a crazy thing about seafood is that so often you just, that's the whole animal on your plate. You order a crab. That's just a crab.
Oh, you would love fucking up a crab.
I would. And this has actually been brought up before on other Sandspans podcasts that eating a crab seems like the thing, it would be like perfectly designed for the kind of guy I am.
And
you get, because you have to, I think what it is, most of this, I think, is the image of you with a little bib. That's doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Because you have that like nutcracker sort of type like thing. I don't even know what it's called. A crab cracker?
I suppose.
I think a little tool is great.
A little tool. And yeah, no other cuisine comes with extra little
bits. But seafood does.
I wish it's like eggs. I wish I liked it.
Yeah.
Everybody fucking loves it. Christmas time rolls around. Oh, Jackson,
eggs for days. Eggnog. Egg for
like
breakfast.
Eggnog is delicious.
Yeah.
But Christmas
See, that's a form of egg you like. That tastes a bit like egg.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It sort of depends how you make it, I think.
It does.
I think maybe if you get...
Eggnog tastes like bacon.
What?
Did you just say it tastes like bacon?
No, I didn't say it tastes like bacon. I said it depends how you make it.
Oh, okay.
Because if you go traditional eggnog where you make it from scratch, it's like there's like a dozen eggs in there. Yeah. I made it for Christmas one time, and obviously in Australia, Christmas is very hot. And eggnog is maybe the opposite drink of what you want. You want a refreshing iced tea. And then I made eggnog, which is like, if you make it properly, in my memory at least, I took a dozen eggs, and that's basically it.
A little bit
of cream, a little bit of milk, mostly eggs. It's thick, and it makes you feel sick.
I was going to say, the other ingredient's cream, because I went to that party where Hayden made the eggnog. I loved it. I drank heaps really quickly, and then realized I was drunk, but also was egg sick.
Well, yeah, because I put brandy in it. I'm like, it'd be fun to get drunk on eggnog. But there's such a little brandy in it, and you have to drink so many eggs to get a little buzz.
Think about the amount of eggs you consumed on that day.
It's horrific.
Because it hit a moment where I was like, I feel a bit queasy. And then I thought, why do I feel a bit sick? And then
I've eaten seven eggs.
Yeah, cycled through the seven eggs I just custard. Drank.
No.
And it's eggs and cream. And then I thought about it.
Yeah.
And then I felt worse.
Beer. Thinking about what you've consumed is
No good. We should take you to a crab place because I want to... I've been to a crab place where they just dump, get a bib, they put plastic on the table, they dump the crab.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even get tools. You get a pair of gloves.
That sounds awesome. But what are you going to do? We're at the crab place.
Yep.
We've arrived. We've sat for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I get a crab on my plate. I'm playing ball. I'm being a good sport.
There's no
eating,
plates, but fine.
I'm eating the crab. There's no plate.
There's no plates.
Listening, but okay.
That's right. Sorry. It's just dumped on the table. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. It's on the table in front of me.
Yeah.
We're 20 minutes in, but it's carved up. I eat a bit of crab. I say, I don't like this.
Then you will sit politely while me and Cass gorge ourselves on crab.
Buy their little bits off, suck the little bits out.
Yeah.
You can get a side of corn. I think you'd like that.
Oh, wonderful.
It's Cajun spice. I love Cajun spices,
so I'll eat the corn.
I've never had crab like that. I've only had crab pre-dug out of its bits for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
maybe I have, but I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't had a full... I really would like to have a full lobster or something.
The idea of sucking the meat out is extremely appealing.
Unbelievable.
Especially holding the back of a lobster and just...
I don't know if you do that to the back of the lobster. I think you mainly do that to the legs. I don't think... It's like a hot dog-sized straw that you're thinking. I don't think you've got the suction to pull out the whole back half of a lobster.
No, I think you can. Jackson,
You would have to seal your lips
the tail out of a
around
lobster.
The whole tail. And then where does it go? It's going to shoot down your gullet and you die.
He's not going to die.
You don't know what you're doing.
I'm just going to swallow it right down.
If you ever try lobster, please, you've got to do a supervised.
Could be the end of me. Could be the end of me.
Would you like to hear some facts about imitation crab?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Would you believe this?
Okay.
Nutritionally, it's inferior to regular crab.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Real crab is significantly higher in several nutrients.
Ooh.
There you go. Now, I thought this was... sort of interesting, but as I'm saying it, I'm really losing faith in this.
Yes.
All right.
They both have a similar number of calories, But 63% of, 80% of Alaskan king crab, for example, the calories come from protein. But in imitation crab, 63% of the calories come from carbs.
Okay.
Which is an adagram of crabs.
And I think that is good, yeah.
It came good in the end.
Yeah, I was worried for a
moment. I did some editing on the fly because I realized I was going to do carbs first and that wouldn't work. That's just podcasting 101 there for you. Do the interesting bit last.
Yeah, that's smart. It's good advice.
Yeah.
My brother loves imitation crab. He just he'll get like a big tub of it and just slurp it down. Like
it's horrific. Very disgusting. That's awful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does he do what you do and put his whole mouth over the cup? like a giant
one
straw.
Big lump of imitation crab. Yeah.
Did he wear a bib? Well, he wears an imitation bib.
With his imitation gloves on an imitation table.
It looks like the real thing.
Oh, he's like an imitation you.
Yeah, that's true, in a way.
Well, he's younger than you, isn't he?
He is by 3 years, I think. Oh,
that's an imitation if I ever heard it. Most imitation crab is made out of surimi.
What's that?
Ground meat. So it's a paste made from fish or other meat. So I guess, like, potentially you could get imitation crab that's just, like,
beef?
Bits of chicken or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I don't know if it's fish. I guess maybe it's other. It could just be crab, right?
Doesn't it have?
They can use crab. They usually use pollock, which is
yes,
like,
I've heard that.
You think you could have crab in imitation crab?
Oh yeah, a lot of imitation crab has crab in it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it goes by many names.
Okay,
crab with a K. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's good.
Imitation crab, mock crab, seafood sticks, crab sticks, fish sticks, seafood highlighter, or seafood extender.
Oh. You know, you just reminded me of one of the reasons I might not like seafood. Colored my experience is that I remember when I was like maybe 15, I was like, I'm going to, you know what? I haven't had seafood in a very long time. I'm going to try a crab stick.
Yeah.
And it gave me the worst diarrhea of my life.
There's a good chance it was not crab.
Yeah. I don't think you can blame crab for that.
It was minced up fish paste and other meat.
And carbs.
That's
true. An anagram of crab.
Yeah. But that colored it. I don't know.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Can I? Okay.
What would you like to do?
What's happening?
Well, this has nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had a meeting today.
Okay.
And again, this is, I wasn't listening to what you were saying because I was thinking about my thing.
That's okay. My thing wasn't really worth it. So that's actually for the best.
I had a meeting today at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And then I was sitting in my car and I was going to be like 5 minutes early. And I was like, well, I can't do that. That's rude. Okay. I was intentionally 2 minutes late. But then I realized that most, is that normal? Because I feel like most people are like, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're five minutes late.
I think it is rude to be early.
Yeah. I think it's rude to be early too.
I don't like getting into a place early.
If I invite someone to my house at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
and they got there at 4:57,
yeah.
I would be fucking furious.
You know what? That happened to me.
This is my time. You're encroaching on my time.
It needs to hit 5?
Yeah.
And you go, okay, I'm ready.
And then
now.
You are 2 minutes late to give a bit of wiggle room,
because
obviously I'm running late.
Wiggle room's polite. I
have some respect for me.
I read one of those old-fashioned, oh my god, what's
books?
Yeah, one of yeah,
magazine.
Yeah, one of those old fashioned books. What's it called? The
scroll. What's how old fashioned are you talking about? Tablet.
What's courtesy.
Etiquette.
Etiquette. Ah. I read a proper old etiquette book. Yes. Yeah, I skimmed it, but it said.
Can I interrupt you? Because if I don't say right now, I'm going to forget.
Yes.
Do you know the proper way to eat bread according to those things is you tear off a little bit and butter one little bit at a time with your hands? Is that the proper insane. Way? That's fucked. That it's like an animal.
Crazy.
That's how a pig would eat bread if it had hands.
You butter the bread with a knife, but you use your hands.
So apparently you get your bread. I don't know what you just asked me, so I'm just going to explain. You get your bread.
There's no one else
roll.
Talking. That's crazy. That information stopped right in the middle of you and just didn't make its way to your head.
Yeah, I sort of got it. You're asking about it, and I'm going to tell you. You will. I don't know what you asked, but I'm sure. I'm positive the answer will be in what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Let's okay.
Say. Sure. You got your bread bun.
Yes.
You'd pinch off a little bit.
Okay.
You don't get, say that.
You pinch off. You pinch off from the
there's
loaf.
There's one context you can pinch off.
You pinch off the loaf.
No.
And you butter, get a scoop of butter with your knife.
Uh-huh.
And then you butter that pinch of bread. Bang in your gob.
How big's the pinch of bread?
Well, pinch size. I don't know. Like you grill like fucking. I don't
I'm just
know,
wondering
the
if
size
it's
going to
be like a
50 cent piece.
Butter to bread ratio.
Well, no, you wouldn't
you get
butter.
To pick.
You can
what
choose
do you mean,
the ratio.
Jackson, what are you saying? You get to pick. You're buttering the bread.
But in a typical
you're actually right because you would get a lot of
you
get,
more
butter on the
than bread.
Bread
because in a typical situation
not more but
I slice the bread
yeah
I got a slice of bread
mm-hmm. yeah
butter it that's like you know one knob of butter or
yeah.
whatever
Done. Yeah
but otherwise I'm getting you know
like 20 mini knobs
yeah I gotta get like
and 20
little...
mini knobs is like three times the amount of butter yeah, yeah I know you, what you're
crazy.
Saying you're right Jackson
I prefer that though I think that's a better
maybe
way to eat bread
better.
You want
maybe
more,
that's
then why are you complaining
bread?
I wasn't complaining I said it was weird
okay
but fair. I think I always think it's weird when you're at dinner and something you've got a bread roll like don't cut it with a knife
why
what are you just you're
that
thumbing
looks fucked
it open
up. Yeah tear it open it's like a nice warm bread if you cut it like it's gonna especially if you're at a fancy dinner if you cut it it's gonna squish all the bread down you want to tear it open keep it fluffy
that's
keep
true
it warm.
And then the surface down. Area is bigger so more butter
oh yeah, yeah. Do you do the maybe thing you just thumb it open and then just like squeeze the butter inside just look like just like
why did you say it like that
what
you thumb it over so and squeeze
it
in
thumb it open.
You thumb open the bread roll
the hand
so there's a hole
you're doing is so
in the bread
concerned.
Roll so you put a hole in the you don't open it you just put a hole in there
and then penetrate it with butter
yeah you get a bit of butter
and you just eat it like a sandwich
thumb it in
thumb it in
you
at
thumb
the
in
dinner
the
table
knob.
You're thumbing butter in
depends on the sort of level of the restaurant if it's a fancy restaurant I'm probably not thumbing butter but you know
no okay so
how do you get the butter on your thumb
you put the butter in with like a knife and you just thumb it inside
you thumb it so then you have to lick your thumb
so it's like it's
but
like
you
a,
wipe it on a napkin
it's like a jam filled donut but butter for
yeah,
you right
it's
you're,
the same
you're
thing.
Injecting
you,
it in
and you wait for it to melt or
well yeah because it's hot inside the bread roll. So it's gonna...
I mean, I like it.
What? Ooh,
but
it, I don't.
But not in public. And also, I don't like the way you're thumbing stuff in.
Yeah, don't be...
What? Here's my question. What's it putting you in the mind of? What is sexual about thumbing something in?
I didn't say
are you joking?
Sexual.
You're thumbing your thumb in my butthole. That's what I'm imagining.
Okay, fair. That makes sense.
Or an anal bead, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we don't actually thumb. It's kind of like a rare action.
You could maybe do it with a butt plug.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Well, you shouldn't be going in.
A butt plug?
The butt plug shouldn't be going in?
No, you shouldn't be able to thumb a butt plug all the way in.
Oh, that's true. That's
not
true.
All the way, obviously.
No, yeah, but then you're not thumbing it in, are you? You're
but
just
if you're on the,
thumb.
If you're on the flared base.
But that's not thumbing it in.
That is
not
thumbing
the way
it
you're
in. The thumb
thumbing...
doesn't have to go in.
Yes,
you mean, no, you're
where's
thumbing...
the in bit there?
I've
you're
got
putting
my hands
something
on
in.
The ass cheeks, okay?
Yes, yeah. I'm there.
The butt plug, the base of it, the flared base is under my thumb?
Yep.
You've pushed you push it. In.
I push it with my thumb.
Pushing in with your thumb is thumbing in.
I wouldn't say that.
Your thumb doesn't
what
hit that
am
little
I doing
dip.
Then?
So when you do the bread roll, your thumb doesn't actually go into the bread.
No, the butter goes in the bread.
So your thumb,
I mean, your thumb would go in a bit, though.
Your thumb goes in a bit.
Well, it would go in a bit, but in the butt plug.
That's what I'm saying. The butt plug doesn't. It famously cannot and should not go completely in. Your thumb should not go in.
Well, it won't go in, but that's because of the flared base. If the butter had a flared base. If we lived in a mad world where there was some device that had like a divot on the front for the butter,
yeah.
and then a flared base,
the
and
butter
you
plug,
held
obviously.
The butter plug exactly, yeah. and then you push the base of the butter plug into the bread roll.
What are you doing
roll,
with the outside bit then?
What do you mean? What are you doing
it
with
back
it?
Out?
He's explaining. Listen, He's thumbing it in.
This is my new invention, the butter plug.
Great name.
It resembles a butt plug, but the bit that goes inside your asshole is kind of like cut in half and has a little...
It's a knob of butter.
Is a knob place for a knob of butter. Maybe it's a little spike for the knob of butter.
Okay.
Then you...
A little spike.
You open the bread.
Makes sense to me. That's how I would do it. A spike.
You open the bread.
What about four spikes? Secured on.
So the butter stays on.
Yeah.
Now, you open the bread with your thumb. You got to peel open the bread. Just a little hole. Big
I'm
enough
still
for
putting
the butter.
My thumb in.
I was still thinking about a butter hole. That's why I made the spike joke, because I thought we were putting it in your butt. But obviously we're not, because it's butter.
You don't want to put butter. I mean, obviously, maybe we'll put a warning on the box.
Don't insert
not
into a human
anal
person.
Use.
Butter no. only.
For bread, for bun
you
use only.
You put it at the edge of the bread
buns,
roll,
not
at
buns.
The hole you thumbed open. Then with the flared base, you press it inside. Now I guess you have to hold the bread roll and sort of squeeze it.
Yeah, maybe the flared base can collapse. Like, you know, you're like an old air horn on a bike.
Oh,
you
yeah.
go, waka, waka. Waka, waka.
Waka, flaka, flaka. Yeah.
And you do that and it shoots the butter out.
Okay, yeah, fantastic.
And the flared base is like a
the butter,
propulsion.
Thunk, into the bread roll. Yeah. You
hits the back wall.
Are you describing a turkey baster?
Yeah, a turkey baster.
Sort of.
With a flared base.
A turkey baster
has a flared base.
But it's got forks for the butter.
But there's no spikes on it. There's no spikes.
The spikes
but
then it's four tines that the butter is stuck on.
Uh-huh.
And then using sort of like a pneumatic, like air, compress the air.
What
we
about
fire
it is
the
pneumatic?
Butter into the bread
I'm
roll.
Not sure if I know what pneumatic means, but I also don't think, I think you don't know what pneumatic means.
Using air in some way?
I mean, it could be. I think it maybe means tubular.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's
a pneumatic press.
Well, you have pneumonia, and that's tube-based, but it's also air-based.
Okay. Well, we'll see if those eggheads in Washington can figure that out for the butter plug.
Is this butter plug, is it pneumatic?
Yes.
That's what we need to answer. Add shut up a sec on Twitter. Is the butt plug pneumatic?
Yeah. And then it fires into the bread roll. You squeeze off the butter, or it fires it into it so you don't have to squeeze it. You take off the bread roll, eat it. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
$1 million in the bank. I made that one. That's a $1 million invention.
I'm into it. I'd buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I wouldn't, but.
Yeah, of course. It would
not enough spikes
me.
For you.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. With crab.
Yeah.
Because I don't like seafood. Something that sort of mildly stresses me out is, you know, that there's that big list of like the most stressful things in the world. Where it's like,
in the world or in your life?
In your life. It's like moving is really high up.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
death of a loved one,
whatever.
Moving.
This would be down whatever the least stressful thing is.
Okay, so it is still stressful, but it's
really mild. But because I don't like seafood, I'm like, if I got stranded on a desert island, I would have to learn to eat crab.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's scary.
You should learn now.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, but then I think when I'm on the desert island, I'll have no choice.
Is there part of you, and I think the answer is yes.
Yes.
And I fall in the same category. It's a big yes. There is a part of me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Small part.
Yeah.
That would really like being marooned.
I think, given the right circumstances, being marooned would be wonderful.
Oh, my God.
What I think is very...
I know a guy who got shipwrecked.
What?
That's not, like it. That's not true. Wait, I know a lady whose dad got shipwrecked.
That's close.
That's close enough. But like
you could meet
being
that.
One step away from a person who was for real shipwrecked.
Dude.
What the hell? That's.
Did you find out any deets?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've told the story on the podcast before, but she works in a bookshop, and I was after books about shipwrecks because Jackson got me into survival books, which are awesome.
Yeah, they're good.
I was specifically after Alive, where they eat each other.
Oh yeah, great book.
I was like, "Do you have any freaky books about survival?" She's like, "No." But my dad was shipwrecked one time. I was like, "Huh?"
That's so cool.
And then she didn't know any details, but she was out there. He was out there for at least a week, I think. And he was really worried that he was going to get eaten because he was like the youngest person, had the least seniority. But then they got rescued.
Well, yeah, because that's what I was. I actually don't think I would like to get shipwrecked with multiple people.
No,
by myself.
You just want some alone time.
Honestly, I think being on that sandy beach and being like, well, I got nothing to do but survive.
And that's a full-time job.
And I got to wait for somebody to come get me. But otherwise, like, hey, it's my time. You know, I can do what I like with it.
Do you know,
I do think
about that sometimes as well. I'm like, you know, what if all of these trappings of capitalism and everything that everyone's feeding me and everyone about, you know, you gotta, you know, wash your hair and like do skincare and do all this other stuff. I'm like, what if I just got a little bit stuck on an island for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's like a holiday, a little holiday,
reset.
A little break.
You know when people are like, I'm gonna train my hair not to need washing?
Yeah.
great.
Yeah. I think about that. You'd stop caring because you'd stink for a bit.
Yeah, you got to get through the stink phase.
And then you'd be like, whatever. We wouldn't even notice it anymore.
Mm. I'm convinced that if I was trapped, if I were to be trapped on like a deserted island,
yeah,
I wouldn't smell.
You reckon?
I reckon. Well, I'd be in the water all the time.
Oh, yeah, you'd be pretty clean.
Yeah,
be
good point.
Super clean. Also,
you'd be swimming every day. Your skin would be great.
Oh, yeah, your skin would be amazing.
I mean, if you ignore the horrific sunburn, that you would be inevitable.
Yeah.
But then you get a great tan after the peel.
So I've also thought about this, right? I'm like, I would go nude for as much as I could hack, see if I could get a tan, because I've never had a tan in my life.
That's priority number one. Food, don't worry about it. Shelter, tan? I'll figure it out.
Well,
fresh water,
Maslow's
whatever.
That's the hierarchy of needs.
I need tan? A big old tan.
Well, because I have considered, would I just keep my clothes or take them off?
Yeah.
And I think to get a little bit of sun, I'd take them off, but then I'd try and make myself some sort of big, big sack thing.
Oh,
that's so
yeah.
Completely
Why don't
covered.
Just wear your normal clothes?
Well, because I'm probably not dressed in a big sack.
What are you dressed in? Maybe you go to some kind of convention.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Well, if I've got things that are like, you know, completely cover me from the neck down, sick, I'll probably just leave them on.
But also, it's kind of smart to take off your clothes because, well, I mean, it depends on the island. But if the island is largely safe, then you don't want to wreck your clothes by wearing them.
Yeah, because you have to wear them home.
You need them to look good for the rescuers.
Yeah.
You see them on the horizon.
Don't worry
about it.
Oh, God, I look
good.
Where'd
I put my pants?
You gotta keep them nice.
Stop.
Just give me a 5 minutes.
That would be me, I think, if I was on a desert island and all this time to prepare and the rescuers are going, wait, no, I just don't, not yet.
I was going to build a little shelter. I really was.
Yeah. Do you think if you see the rescuers, right, they're coming,
yeah,
and you can find every piece of clothing you have except your pants, you would put them all on? Or would you be just
I'm
just going to go just underwear or just nude?
I think I'd put on as much clothes as I had.
So you'd be like shoes, socks.
Maybe not shoes and socks.
I wouldn't go shoes and socks.
But I'd go underwear,
t-shirt,
and the top half.
Sure.
Well, because if it's a deserted island, like I don't know where I am. So
yeah.
I don't want to spook anyone.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point. That's a good point.
I want to be as covered as possible. What if they're uncomfortable?
What do you think is the best outfit to be, the best realistic outfit to be marooned on?
Because
wetsuit is realistic, but maybe too hot.
Yeah.
But a lot of good protection.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the best one. That's practical.
Well, what are you using it for?
Swimming,
being clothed?
not being sunburned,
yeah,
being
okay.
Real hot in it.
Maybe
you can piss in it though. That's cool.
You can
that's
piss true. In
that's
any
good.
Clothes.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
But I feel like you're allowed to piss in wetsuits.
You can't piss. You're not allowed to just piss in.
You can't
pants.
Piss in tails. You can't like a full tux. You know.
Yes, you can. They've got two little. It would be cool because you could. I reckon you could angle it so it pissed and the piss came off of both tails.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't.
Aren't the tail on the back?
Yeah. I reckon if you aimed well, maybe I could. I could do
you
it.
Could. You could.
I could.
Yeah.
I reckon white lady caftan. You know
those
rich white women on the
It's
the a
huge sun hat too.
Yeah.
Huge sun hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big caftan that it's like, it looks like one big rectangle of fabric that is only connected at the wrist and the feet.
Yes.
Yeah, oh,
you'd be
that's
so
good.
Protected from the sun and it'd be bad. And it'd be so sparkly.
Yeah.
Could you run in it from danger?
What's the danger on the island?
Pig, wild boar.
Pig.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
How many pigs?
Just one. Buddies. Well, I guess it has to be two. It's a family.
A family.
Two
of pigs.
Biggies and a couple of littlies, so they're angry.
Oh. I'd make friends with the littlies.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I might.
No, you don't.
I domesticate
fiercely.
Every animal
they're,
on the island.
No, you don't. You can't just say that.
Why not?
Because that's not how it works. That's
maybe
not...
when you do it, but I'd be different.
You gotta go, oh, no, I'd do that. That's
I have a
doing.
Big sparkly caftan on. I entice
but
all the animals.
But the piggies would be guarded by their angry mummies and daddies.
Or you just steal
you're
the piglets while they're asleep.
The piglets approach me in their own time.
Okay.
No,
they get loose.
They're growing up.
They're curious.
They grow up curious about me.
Mm-hmm.
They see I'm not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Their parents don't let me go near them. They come near me. I don't hurt them.
Okay. Why would they go near you, though?
Because they're growing up and they're allowed to, you
they're
know, take
curious.
Some time away from them.
I
want to
see what's happening in the world.
I don't know if pigs are curious. I think they're angry and they just want to muck about and slop.
I'd be like, how'd these boars get here? The boars got here somehow.
Swam.
That mean from where? Wherever
island.
They swam from, I'm going.
Different island at a different time.
I can swim.
Should one incestuous group of boars for millennia. They're all fucked up.
I think I can swim further than a pig. So if I can figure out where the pigs came from, I'm going back.
Do you reckon you could make a boat?
Hmm.
That's a good boat impression.
That's fucked. That's my that's how I am. That's what I just did. I went for real.
A natural, real noise.
Could you build a boat?
I forget what episode of what it was, but it was one episode where somebody got a legitimate duh out of me. And it felt crazy to do a legitimate duh, like full real dumb guy noise.
That's awesome.
Full cartoon noise. I don't know how you make a boat. What goes in a boat? Wood?
Sails, maybe.
Canoe? You can make a canoe out of a tree, but to get the tree down, I need chopping stuff.
Yeah.
And then I need to figure out how to make the tree get inable. I'll just keep waiting for it.
Well, you got time. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You can. That's another thing. Obviously, you're going to try out making boats, making tools and stuff, but you're going to fuck it up a bunch.
Yeah.
When the rescuers come, you showing that off? Or when you see them on the horizon, you're kind of hiding that? Trying to make a good impression?
I'd be a bit cut.
I would be trying to impress the rescue
people. Yeah. If I got rescued from an island and they were like, oh my goodness, how long have you been out here? I'm like, oh, you know, weeks.
It's like a day or two.
No, but
I just sort of whipped this up the other day.
Yeah, it's not even hard.
I got this morning. Yeah, I got a bit bored, took a nap, made a boat. If they didn't check out my stuff, I'd be like,
true.
I obviously wouldn't want to delay the rescuing part, but I'd be like, don't you want to see what I did?
Yeah.
You would be really thirsty, peaky? Though.
Yeah. Once I get a bottle of water in me, can we go
bottle
back
of
to the
water
island?
And a couple of bickies?
Cool stuff to show you.
Check this out. I got a canoe.
Yeah.
I made it from a tree. I made it get inable.
I think what's cool about being marooned is that it's so, like, what am I trying to say here? You just would get pure sympathy. You know what I mean? There's nothing like...
Jackpot! Finally! There's something with pure sympathy. It's not my fault.
There's no ethical quandaries whatsoever. There's nothing, you know, it's just like a pure bad thing happened to you. Completely neutral bad.
Yeah.
And then you get picked up. What, you can just be like, yeah, it sucked. You get to go on the news. It's kind of the perfect bad thing to happen to you.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But you don't know why you got shipwrecked. You could have crashed a boat.
Well, if I crashed a boat, that's on me.
No, but you didn't. I think in this situation, you did.
Okay, so in this situation,
it was a random storm. I washed up.
But even then, like if there's a rogue wave or something, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
That's what Jackson's saying.
Yeah,
he's saying that he'd just be in pure sympathy.
Why is that better than... I mean, what's another example of something that isn't that?
Well, I don't know.
They go on the news and they go, oh, but you should have known better.
I think it's kind of like a fun tragedy.
It is. Okay, you know? I'll give you that. Okay. It is a fun tragedy.
Like, horrible things can happen to people and do happen to people all the time.
Yeah.
And you get to, there's people go in the news and there's
and
people have articles written about them.
But they're also traumatized.
And it's really sad.
Well, that's what you mean. It is just pure sympathy. Like the only thing you get, people don't feel like, oh, that's awful. I mean, they will to an extent, but.
But it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool.
It's definitely interesting. Yeah.
Is it like the thing where people are like, wow, I'm just glad you're okay, but they're not like concerned about your well-being post?
How often do people get marooned?
It does. I mean, I don't know about
like
marooned.
For a long time.
I think these days it's hard to get. I think
your phone, once it dries out, it'll work again.
Yeah.
Like there's a guy who recovers them from the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, that's true.
And he gives them back to their rightful owner because they just work again.
Yeah.
Kind of ruins
phones
them. Fucking phones ruining everything. God, you can't be marooned anymore.
Like how many islands are there that are deserted? Like
I think most of them.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to a podcast about this because that's the kind of guy I am. There's no specific distinction from like a rock that is above water than to what is an island.
Yeah, fair.
Like it's all land, it's all rock. But the Irish say, or is it the Scottish say, if you can raise a sheep on it, then it's an island.
Okay.
If you can't, it's a rock.
Yeah, fair. But the kinds of islands we're imagining getting marooned on,
because
we're all imagining like beautiful white sand.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
Sort of a hill in the background and palm trees.
Can you imagine if you got like a dud, just rocky outcrop? Yeah, God, you'd kill yourself
straight away. No shelter?
No, you're like, I'm not even eating crabs or wild boar. I'm just like sucking.
I'm just baking in the sun with no, Jesus Christ.
Eating algae or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, surely all of those nice islands that you wash up.
They're all taken.
I'm marooned and then you see like a rich couple that have it as their private island.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, then you get deported. Like,
well... On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And Jackson, you've been Jackson.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Thumb Cramps is back.
Thumb Cramps is back in a big way.
You're in the middle of
it's February
Tube.
Oh, yeah. The sequel to February Tube.
This is going to come out tomorrow, actually.
Holy mackerel.
What's coming out in the next episode of TC?
Next episode of TC, I will be reviewing the Fears to Fathom series, which are like kind of little whatever PS1 style games.
Yep.
Dush is probably going to be reviewing some GameCube shit. I don't know what specifically.
Probably.
Shouldn't you have figured that out?
Well, he's surprised each other.
Doing that. He knows what he's playing. I don't have a GameCube, so he's got to play
okay,
the GameCube.
Okay, fair enough.
So he's really, it's February 1 of.
Yeah, it's February 2 for Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
For me, it's a right. For me, it's a Tuesday. Yeah, listen to Thumb Cramps. What a podcast.
Great podcast.
Great podcast. No one does it like us.
They don't.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.